Now, a winter storm is expected to hit Wisconsin this evening, lasting through Saturday, bringing inches of snow around the state and possibly creating dangerous travel conditions. As people prepare for Christmas this weekend, it'll be one of the busiest travel times of the year. So knowing what to expect, preparing for the worst, could be helpful if you're going to be on the road this week. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about the weather over the next few days? Are you changing plans, travel plans right now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Taylor Patterson is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Taylor, welcome back to Central Time.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Can you break down what we're going to be seeing over the next couple few days around Wisconsin?
Of course. So we're going to be kind of getting like a 1-2 punch sort of situation going on here. So for people across northern Wisconsin right now, you are probably already seeing the snow start to fall this afternoon. This snow will gradually move in from the northwest across the rest of the state, and we're generally expecting around 2 to 6 inches of snow across the state as a whole. You will see some locally higher amounts across central Wisconsin and then parts of northeastern Wisconsin. So that's going to be generally areas of like Forest County and Marinette County and up that way.
Now, people might hear that 2 to 6 inches number and say, not so much. It looks like there's going to be a lot of wind, and that's what worries me as far as driving conditions. What are we going to see with the wind over that time, over the next couple of days?
Yeah, and that's kind of going to be our second punch there. We're going to get some really cold temperatures and some really strong winds. We're going to get winds around gusting to around 40 to 55 miles per hour for much of Wisconsin during the late Thursday through early Saturday. And what that's going to do with this west-northwest wind is it's going to continue to blow snow across the roadways, which is going to make it very difficult to plow and clear roadways.
And we've heard from the state patrol, those are two parts of the problem, the snow, the wind, and it's going to be really cold. So our road salt and our sidewalk salt is going to be too cold for that to work. What temperatures are we going to be, well, are we going to continue seeing through the next few days?
Yeah, so right now we're looking at temperatures across northwestern Wisconsin tonight are going to fall into the single digits and below freezing, and then that cold Arctic air will start to push across the rest of the state towards the southeast, and temperatures down in Kenosha are going to start out at 30 tomorrow, but by tomorrow evening they're going to be down in the single digits as well. And what's going to happen is those temperatures will just continue to fall, and we'll see temperatures below freezing throughout much of the day on Friday. And then with the winds, we're going to have wind chills right around negative 35 to negative 15 statewide.
And people may be hoping to or planning to travel beyond Wisconsin. What are we seeing around the rest of the Midwest? Are we getting the worst of it, or is there worse to be found if we leave the state?
Ironically enough, if you are headed east towards Michigan, it's actually going to be a little bit worse there due to some lake effect snow. As you start to head west, since conditions are already starting, we're already starting to see snow across much of the western areas. If you are headed west, you'll eventually kind of start to drive out of that snow. But it kind of just depends on when you're planning on leaving.
Talking to Taylor Patterson, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, looking at the snow, the wind, the cold over the next few days, unfortunately, right smack in the middle of one of the biggest travel seasons of the year. You can join in if you have a weather question, or coming up, we'll talk to a state safety expert. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Are you looking at revising your travel plans over the next few days? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. I've seen the phrase bomb cyclone, which is new to me, just a few years ago being thrown around. Is this what's going on? And if so, what is a bomb cyclone?
So a bomb cyclone is just, I guess, an interesting way of describing a low pressure system that is rapidly increasing in strength as it moves east or northeast. This is a very common occurrence when you start to talk about nor'easters out for the New England states. But for here in the Midwest, we're looking for very specific conditions. And normally it's storms coming right out of the Colorado Rocky area that tend to bring us these type of bomb cyclogenesis. And basically what that means is it's just a rapidly intensifying low pressure system. So it typically will mean some heavier, moderate snowfall.
And how, and I know sometimes weather, it's really easy to predict what a storm's going to do next. Sometimes there's a lot of variation and unpredictability. How confident are we in our current predictions with this one?
Right now, we're fairly confident in generally seeing around that 2 to 6 inches of snowfall. The question kind of comes in when you start to talk about locally higher amounts. So I briefly alluded to some higher totals across the northeast part of the state, and some of that will be due to lake effect snow and then snow showers wrapping around the backside of the low as it starts to leave the Midwest. And a lot of that, like, uncertainty on the higher end is just how long this snow will last. If it starts to linger into Friday morning, you could get some locally higher amounts greater than 6 inches. But as far as the wind, we're pretty confident here on the wind on the backside and the cold on the backside. We'll have some really strong Arctic air moving in, so it's going to get really, really cold as we head into the holiday weekend.
And what are we looking for on the other side of this? As you mentioned, we've got the snow, the wind persisting after the snow, the cold persisting after the wind and snow. Do things look any better warming up, clearing up the next week or so?
As we start to head into early next week, so like Monday and Tuesday, you will start to see your temperatures start to improve. Looking ahead to Tuesday right now, I see temperatures predicted to climb back into the 20s and teens for much of the state during the day. So even though we are going to be seeing some cold and bitter temperatures over the weekend, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Rosie is with us in Ashland. Rosie, what's going on there now?
Well, I had been told years ago about a rule of 30, something about exposed skin freezing within 30 seconds at a, maybe it's 30 below.
Interesting. So a safety precaution there. And Rosie, I know I was looking at the Superior weather earlier. They're already seeing snow there. Do you have snow coming down already in Ashland?
Honey, I'm blind. I have no idea.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing the weather rule, Rosie. I appreciate that. Taylor, is the Weather Service issuing various kinds of safety advisories for dealing with the cold and wind and snow?
We've been looking at basically potentially looking at wind chill advisories and warnings for our area down in southern Wisconsin. It's likely that as we get through the snowfall that there could be some additional wind chill headlines that start to pop up across the state. I mean, right now, a wind chill advisory threshold is negative 20 to negative 35. And so it's not entirely out of the question to hit some of those thresholds over the next couple of days.
Taylor, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's Taylor Patterson, meteorologist for the National Weather Service. She joined us to talk about the upcoming weather we'll be experiencing here in Wisconsin, snow, wind, and cold, as people were planning anyway to travel for Christmas. Up next, we'll continue talking about the upcoming snowy and windy weather with a Wisconsin safety expert who can fill us in on how to prepare for our plans over the next few days. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you taking extra precautions? Are you changing plans? Do you have questions for the state's emergency management department? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. It's Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our conversation on the upcoming snowstorm this week in Wisconsin. Andrew Beckett joins us now, Public Information Officer for Wisconsin Emergency Management. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you want to tell us about your preparations, your travel plans, if you are changing them, if they've been changed for you already by airport cancellations, let us know. 800-642-1234. Andrew Beckett joins us now. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Rob, thanks. Great to be here.
For people who were hoping to drive over the next few days to go to maybe a Christmas gathering, what is the word? What's the suggestion from emergency management right now?
Well, really, first and foremost, we want to encourage people to consider changing plans if necessary, especially if they were planning to travel on Friday. Really, with these blizzard-like conditions possible, blowing snow, extreme cold temperatures, it's not a situation where you want to run the risk of getting stranded somewhere. And we really encourage people to maybe re-examine those plans, delay them if possible, so that they're not out there during the worst parts of the storm. If you are traveling, make sure you have an emergency kit in your vehicle. Items like extra blankets, hats, gloves, non-perishable snacks, some fresh water with you, a shovel, a kitty litter or sand to get traction if you get stuck, and of course a cell phone charger so that you can call for help immediately if you were to get stranded somewhere.
And something I mentioned talking to our guest meteorologist earlier, people might hear the numbers of snowfall and think it's not such a bad Wisconsin storm. That snow plus wind plus cold, how big is that put together?
Well, really, I mean, the major concern with a storm like this is really not that level of snow, but it's the fact that, you know, most places already have snow there. And when we start seeing these winds of 30, 40, even 50 miles an hour, that will blow the snow around and it will reduce visibility. So, you know, it can be extremely dangerous for people to be on the roads because they can't see the vehicles that are ahead of them. And the vehicles behind them can't necessarily see them. So it greatly increases the risk that there could be a traffic crash of some sort. You may not also see a slick spot coming up ahead if there's still some snow cover on the roads from some of the heavier wet snow that might fall the day before.
Now, some years back, we had that situation where a bunch of people ended up effectively stalled, stuck on the highway for a long period of time after a storm. What is the advice for people who, hopefully this doesn't happen this year, but if someone finds themselves in that situation, what is the best advice for them?
Well, in any situation where you happen to find yourself stranded during a winter storm, you know, the most important thing is, you know, don't panic. Stay with your vehicle. It's the safest place for you to be in this situation, and immediately call for help. Dial 911, non-emergency number, whoever you can call for assistance. Make sure that you are finding some way to help identify your vehicle. You know, travel with a brightly colored cloth or something that you can tie to your antenna to indicate that, you know, there is a person in distress in that vehicle. And then wait for help to arrive. You know, run your car about 10 minutes every hour to keep the heat up. Make sure that the tailpipe's staying clear so that you don't get any gas backup inside your vehicle. And really just, you know, try to stay as safe as possible until help can arrive.
And advice, we've spun out, hopefully at a low speed, but we're stuck in that snowbank on the side of the road. A lot of people know the plan here. What is it?
Again, stay with your vehicle. Make sure that you're safe. You know, you want to definitely stay inside your vehicle because of the situation where you might have other drivers who could also lose control and might crash into you. You don't want to be outside of your vehicle in a situation like that because it could lead to greater injury.
Let's take things to our homes now. There is a chance, again, with snow and wind, of power outages. Hopefully we're making preparations already before the storm comes, but what kind of things do you want people to think about as they consider the risk of a power outage?
Well, you know, it's important to make sure that you have an updated emergency kit in your home, and that should include supplies with things like making sure that you have enough food and water for each member of your family for 72 hours. You have fresh batteries for any flashlights that are other devices that you might use, and that you have a plan for what you might do if you were to lose power. Make sure you know, how would you prepare food? How would you keep your family safe and warm? Really, if you were to lose power, and that includes your heat, you want to make sure that you're doing things like closing off unused rooms of the home, covering up windows with curtains, drapes, or maybe heavy blankets, and you know, opening up faucets slightly to keep pipes from freezing. And most importantly, you know, if you're running a generator, it's safely set up away from your home, at least 20 feet from any doors or windows, so that you don't have carbon monoxide buildup in your home. And also, if you're using any sort of device to heat your home, it's not designed for outdoor use only. It's approved for indoor use. So, you know, avoid bringing things like grills or propane heaters into your home that could greatly put the safety of your family at risk because of the gases that those put off.
We're talking to Andrew Beckett, Public Information Officer with Wisconsin Emergency Management. We're getting ready for this storm. There's snow, lots of wind and cold, and a big travel season. Looking at recommendations on how to stay safe, that includes, we're hearing from Andrew and the State Patrol, rescheduling that drive, if at all possible. You can join in with your your preparations, your changes of plan. 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to our callers. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi, Rob. When you mentioned somebody spinning out in a vehicle, I thought, well, somebody could end up spinning out in a vehicle, end up in a ditch, and in a blizzard, they won't be able to see where the road is. They might end up walking further into somebody's field and be lost even more.
Dennis, thanks for the call. Andrew, reinforcing the stay with your vehicle argument there.
Absolutely. Staying with your vehicle is really the safest thing you can do because it's going to provide you shelter from the elements. You know, we are looking at the potential in some parts of the state of wind chills of negative 20, negative 30 that may hit the state on Friday. That can be very dangerous. You know, I heard the caller in the previous segment mention that 30, 30, 30 rule, which is actually an old Air Force rule of minus 30 and winds of 30 miles an hour can freeze exposed human flesh in 30 seconds. You know, that's a situation where you definitely want to make sure that you're protecting yourself from those kinds of problems. You know, in addition to that, with cold temperatures like that, you want to watch for things like frostbite and hypothermia. That can be, you know, pretty dangerous conditions as well that can cause long-lasting health effects.
Thanks a lot for that call, Dennis, at 800-642-1234. We heard from Benjamin, who was on the road, said just flew in from Europe to the Twin Cities, headed to Madison for his wedding. Nervous about the roads, just trying to get to Madison ASAP. Stay safe out there, Benjamin, if you're still listening, and happy wedding. Might have to go virtual on this one, but best of luck to you and for the event. Back to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Victoria joins us now in Ripon. Victoria, hi.
Hi. So we have already changed our plans. We're not going to go out for Christmas or Christmas Eve. 3 years ago, my husband and I were in a very bad car accident with the same type of situation with the snow that's coming right now. We left during very nice open skies. The snow had stopped, but the wind that was blowing the snow caused a lot of whiteouts. It was during that horrible 41 pileup. We weren't in that one, but we were in a different one that we were crashed into by numerous other vehicles because we couldn't see anything.
Wow, what a nightmare. So, Victoria, if I could ask, what is your Christmas Eve and Christmas Day plan now?
Oh, we're just going to stay home and make our own little foods, and we're going to get together at a later date and make it when the roads are going to be good and passable.
Victoria, thanks a lot for the call. Andrew, you could pull the recording from this if you want a public safety message from Victoria there.
Absolutely. And, you know, we encourage people, especially if they do have travel plans, even if things look good in their area, make sure they know what the weather looks like where they're going. You know, the state has its 511 service, 511wi.gov, and its mobile app for that service as well that shows road conditions on major routes throughout the state. So really, it's an opportunity to see what it looks like, not only in your area, but where you might be planning to go.
Victoria, thanks again for sharing your experience. Glad you're still with us after that crash a few years back. Appreciate it. Andrew, I wanted to ask you now, not about what we individuals are doing, but what kind of things is Wisconsin Emergency Management coordinating? What kind of efforts are going on, you know, in public and behind the scenes to get ready for the next couple few days?
Absolutely. In a situation like this, you know, we're working closely with our partners in other state agencies, as well as the private sector and our county and tribal emergency managers throughout the state of Wisconsin in order to make sure that they're putting their plans in action and they know who to contact if they were to need assistance with things like snow removal or power outages. You know, we really are working to make sure that everything's in place ahead of time so that if there were to be a situation that develops, you know, we can get help out where it's needed as quickly as possible.
And I know snow or no snow, there's an effort to get the message out about what to do if you see that emergency vehicle on the side of the street or it's coming up behind you or whatever. Share the rules of the road there, Andrew.
Sure, absolutely. With emergency vehicles, you really want to slow down and move over. Get out of their way so that they have the ability to get where they need to go. With plows, those will definitely be out on the road salting and clearing snow. You want to make sure that, you know, you're giving plows, you know, 200 feet of space behind them. You know, do not pass them when possible is when they're actively working. You know, you got to give them room to work so that they can do so safely.
And we try to be good neighbors in Wisconsin, Andrew, and I saw on the emergency management website the encouragement to, you know, whenever we have difficult weather, whether it's a heat wave or a snowstorm, to make sure the people in our neighborhood are checked on and doing okay.
Yeah, when we have temperatures like this, especially, you know, some people may not know what to do, especially those elderly or those who have special needs may not know what to do if they were to lose power and lose heat. So really, it's a good idea to start checking in on all your neighbors, honestly, to make sure that they're okay and have everything they need.
And then the cold, not just power outage, worries about frozen pipes and taking care of our pets. Give us a little, we've mostly focused on the snow and the wind, a little icy cold weather advice, Andrew, to leave us with.
You know, pets really should be indoors if at all possible. And if they have to be outdoors for some reason, such as if they're a farm animal or something along those lines, you know, make sure they have adequate shelter, access to fresh water, and really a way to stay safe. And really, in temperatures like this, you want to limit your time outdoors as much as possible. I know the snow can be a lot of fun for people this time of year. They're looking forward to getting out there, cross-country skiing, or even just getting the driveway cleared off. But, you know, you want to avoid situations where you're exposing yourself to extreme cold so that you can stay healthy.
Andrew, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Always a pleasure, Rob.
That's Andrew Beckett, Public Information Officer with Wisconsin Emergency Management. He talked with us today about how to prepare for the winter storm hitting Wisconsin. It's already hitting parts of the state in the west and north. It'll be moving across the state over the next couple of days. Snow, decent amount, lots of wind, making things more dangerous, especially with the big Christmas travel season coming up. Stay safe out there. If you are changing your plans, let us know what you were going to do, what you're doing instead, how you're rescheduling. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. And again, everybody be safe over the next couple days. Well, always, but the next couple days in particular.